After more than a century in high schools, the days could be numbered for New York's infamous Regents exams.
WCBS's Steve Burns has been taking a look at this. He joins us now. Steve, what is prompting this reconsideration of the Regents?
Well, for anyone who's gone to high school in the state of New York, you know the agony of the Regents exams. New York is now one of just seven states that requires students pass a cumulative exam before they can graduate. And it's something that really is starting to seem kind of old-fashioned. We've seen across-the-board testing really falling out of favor, tests like the SAT not holding as much weight as it used to, and schools really recognizing that, you know, just because someone can't pass a test, can't answer multiple-choice questions, that doesn't mean they don't have a handle on the coursework or can't find some other way to succeed. I talked with a superintendent on Long Island. She said just judging kids on how well they can take tests is really kind of a narrow outlook. And there's so many other skills and abilities that don't get reflected. And she and a lot of other school officials say it's well past time that the requirements start reflecting that wide range of skills.
Yeah, students still have to meet graduation requirements. So what could New York have in place of the Regents?
Ultimately, this will be up to the State Board of Regents. There's a committee working through that question. We're expecting a report at some point next year as to the future of the Regents exams themselves, if they're going away, and what kind of options might be going in their place. We've seen school officials pointing to things like GPA, attendance, extracurricular activities as a much better measurement of success than just the Regents exam alone. Even things like certifications in certain industries for kids who might be going more of a technical or vocational route. So there's a lot of different places you could go. Officials I've talked to have emphasized that they are not looking to water down the requirements here. They're not looking to move any goalposts as far as graduation requirements. They're just trying to make these graduation requirements more holistic and reflective of all the different skills and experiences that students might have.
Steve, you're also taking a look at another story, this one across the Hudson in New Jersey, a new report showing that state is far behind on road safety measures. Where can the state improve?
Yeah, there's a whole host of areas, but maybe the biggest one is automated enforcement. New Jersey does not have red light cameras or speed cameras, and this report, it's from Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety, is pointing to that as a big reason that New Jersey's behind some other states. But don't expect any changes anytime soon. New Jersey lawmakers were so against speed cameras that they passed a law banning them a while back. And there's another bill that would actually make New Jersey drivers exempt from speed cameras in other states, like New York. The DMV wouldn't be able to share your information. So even with this report, I don't think we'll see speed cameras popping up in New Jersey anytime soon.
All right, Steve, thanks. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.